Central Bank and Central Trust are presenting Sounds of Autumn, a free concert series at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoons at the Peace Through People Pavilion and in the Dogwood Garden at Springfield Botanical Gardens out there on South Scenic across from Horton Smith Golf Course. And Mike's turned up here. Lexi Sainer, Associate Director of Springfield Sister Cities Association, has come to talk about Sounds of Autumn. And who have you brought with you?
Yes, I've brought Lisa Bakering, who is Executive Director for Friends of the Garden, and Rick Mayer, who has coordinated these concert series for us. And thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely. This is a series that will run through the month of October on Sunday afternoons. And let me just throw it open to you guys to talk about what you think is important about this and the offerings and of which local performance groups are going to be part of this. And
yeah, as it so happens, this time around, they are all local music people.
Because you have brought people in before.
Oh, yeah. We've brought them from as far away as New Zealand.
Right.
And we'll bring them back. You know, we had some nice people from over there. But it just so happens that we got a local group, kind of got in a click, found someone. And then found someone who played with them who's really awesome on their own, too.
Right.
And so this gives folks a chance to show their particular talents and singer-songwriting skills. So we go on with that. We've been doing this for – this is our fourth year, actually. We called it Americana and Roots in the Gardens, which is a long name. So we slowed it down a little bit, and now it's Sounds of Summer and Sounds of Autumn,
right,
because we do a summer one earlier, too. So, yeah, it's great. Free concert. Although, you know, while we have everyone gathered together, we usually pass a hat around. We're trying to get a wheelchair-friendly and stroller friendly trail through one of the gardens, and so we pass a hat around. But a free concert, everyone's welcome. Bring a lawn chair. You know, it's a beautiful day in the park. Beautiful spot in the park, actually. I mean, you can't beat it.
You know, at this point, we have no idea what the weather is going to be like. But you know, I mean, it is October in the Ozarks. But you just have to keep up with those sorts of things if you're doing an outdoor event, and if the weather is inclement, you move inside to the Botanical Center.
Yeah, the weather's always nice inside the Botanical Center.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It should be. I would hope so. I would like, actually, before we talk about some of the acts that are going to be performing in October, I'd like Lisa and or Lexi to address this kind of combined effort between Sister Cities and Friends of the Garden.
Sure. Well, Sister Cities and Friends of the Garden has a unique partnership at the location at the Botanical Gardens with the Mizumoto Japanese Stroll Garden and now the Peace Through People Pavilion, which is just 2 years old this October. And we also
that was a
partner,
major addition. Wasn't it
is it? A major addition to the Botanical Gardens. We also partner on trips to share cultural exchanges with our sister cities in Tlaquepaque, Mexico, and Isasaki, Japan. So we have a very strong partnership, and we're so grateful to Central Bank and Central Trust for making this concert series possible.
Well, let's talk about the concert series. You can bring lawn chairs and or blankets for seating, and it opens on Sunday, October 7th, Molly Healy.
Oh, yeah. Two o'clock. Each one is starting
2 p.m.
at 2.
Right.
Yeah. So makes for a good time in the afternoons. There's some nice shade or sun out there, depending on what the weather is like. So that works pretty good. And, yeah, we're starting with Molly Healy.
And her effects pedal and her fiddle and her cello and her voice.
Oh, yeah. She's just awesome, actually. I'm really looking forward to it. Haunting lyrics, too.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
I mean, just really beautiful music.
Then Casey and the Attaboys on Sunday the 14th. That's a bluegrass band, Casey Freeland and more folks.
Yeah, that'll be pure bluegrass, and they've been playing a little while. They're kind of new together, but they've been playing for a year or so, and it's another one of those incarnations that come out of the acoustic shop. So you know, we got some good bluegrass in those folks.
And then Sean Mundy on October 21st.
Yeah. Hey, singing the blues and singing R&B and playing it like nobody else can.
On a bass guitar, and he makes it sound like anything but.
Oh, yeah. It it sounds like everything and.
Yeah, right.
Because,
yeah,
you know, that man, he just mystifies me how he does that. I'm looking forward to watching his fingers move.
And then on the thing wraps up on October 28th, Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., with Molly Healy's frequent concert partner, Dallas Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Another local folk rock singer-songwriter.
Yeah, and country, a little bit country, mm-hmm. too. And, you know, he's got many albums out. He's probably not really well known for that, but he has eight albums,
yeah.
Yeah, he's been playing around a long time, so we're going to get a good joyful burst out of him, too.
Well, Sounds of Autumn, as we said, is organized by Friends of the Garden and Springfield Sister Cities Association. Funding comes through Central Bank and Central Trust sponsorship of the Dogwood Garden. And before we kind of give phone numbers and stuff, is there anything else that people might need to know, do you think?
I just want to emphasize that the concerts go on rain or shine. It'll be in the side of the Botanical Center building
if there is raining.
So.
Right. Well, you can call 891-1515. Actually, I guess you can call that Sunday before the concert to find out where it's going to be, if there are any weather concerns, and visit friendsofthegarden.org to find information on the concerts, or just send an email to info@friendsofthegarden.org. All right. Thanks for coming in. This is throughout the month of October, every Sunday at 2 p.m. in the at the Peace Through People Pavilion in the Dogwood Garden at the Botanical Center. And thanks to Lisa Backerink, who is the Executive Director of Friends of the Garden, and Lexi Sainer, who is the Associate Director of Sister Cities Association. And I don't know what Rick Mayer's title is. We know you're coordinating this concert series, but what is your official title?
I'm a volunteer promoter, I guess.
There you go. Works for me. All right, folks, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Right. Thank you.